Hello out there, Rebels fans. Ryan Green coming to you from Tucson, flying solo here to talk UNLV Arizona before flying back to Las Vegas following tonight's 74-72 UNLV victory in double overtime over the Wildcats here in Tucson at the McHale Center. And boy, you know, Lon Kruger, I mean, as he always does, puts it best right after the game. It got towards the end of double overtime or towards the middle, and you kind of got the sense that even if UNLV was to lose this game tonight in Arizona, lots of lessons were going to be learned by the Rebels, who just earned a national ranking this weekend in their first road test of the year. And instead, you know, they just found one more way to pull it out in the end, a seesaw battle, and they had the final laugh, the big dagger at the end, the Derek Jasper three-pointer to put them up 73-70 with just over a minute left to play. Of course, again, they go on to win 74-72, improving to their first 6-0 start since the 1992-93 season, the first under Rolly Massimino. But, you know, lots to talk about in this one. You know, UNLV, for the first time this year, really won ugly. You look at the final stats from this one, and you know, that tells you everything you need to know. Neither team shot over 40%. Neither team shot better than 20% from 3-point range. Came down to defensive stops, and just a multitude of things. Who could convert better at the free throw line? Who could play better defense when, with a lead? And the thing is, neither team really did anything consistently. It was a game with plenty of lead changes. Neither team ever led by more than 6 points. So, not doing it pretty, but the Rebels found a way to do it in Tucson and again improved to 6-0. Let's talk about some key points from this one. First off, obviously, you got to talk about Trayvon Willis. The first half, tweeting during the game, I even just kind of posted a random thought. Trayvon Willis was non-existent in the first half of tonight's game, and I had 2 points in the first half. Just hadn't really produced anything. At halftime, he was 1 of 4 from the floor, 2 points. By the end of it, he was 9 of 19 for 25 points, which of course led the Rebels. The 25 points, and inside of that, you know, his stat line isn't really robust. You know, had 4 rebounds, 1 assist, a couple turnovers. The big thing with Trayvon Willis is that, you know, tonight you really saw what this kid can do when he's handed the reins of being a leader on this team. Things aren't going well, and he even talked about it. He said, you know, I was sitting there watching the game, and we're hanging around. It's up and down, back and forth. And he knew that it was his time to take over. He started demanding the ball in possessions, setting up the offense himself, deeming when it was appropriate to take it himself to the basket and finish, which he did very well, when it was appropriate to set someone else up, which he did very well a few times too. He really took the reins of this game. And one person who it came as no surprise to was Derek Jasper, his backcourt mate, who in 39 minutes had 12 points, 7 boards, and 5 assists in this one. And, Derek played with Trayvon growing up. They played summer, prep ball growing up, and he said, it wasn't the first time he's seen him do that. He has a tendency to do that, and he could see it coming in this game. It was only a matter of time, and of course it came. And mentioned Derek Jasper. UNLV really ran into a much tougher defensive effort than I think anybody expected from an Arizona team that's very young and just doesn't have a lot of depth. UNLV played 11 guys, and 11 guys who played at least 8 minutes. And then, you turn it over and you look at Arizona, only played 8 guys. Not a very deep team, but boy, they were very sound defensively, especially given the fact that they have a lot of freshmen, only 1 senior, 1 junior on this team. And, UNLV finally got them to break down late in the game after not getting an open look for several possessions. Derek Jasper was left wide open on the left wing for a 3, which he hit with a little over a minute left. That made it 73-70. So Derek with a nice game tonight, and how can you not mention Kendall Wallace? UNLV's junior reserve played a season-high 26 minutes, 1 minute shy of his career high, which he sent last year at Air Force in a game where he hit five threes to help bail UNLV out. But, you know, Kendall, you look at his line, eight points, five rebounds, was 3 of 6 from the floor. You know, nice numbers, but he made some of the most important hustle plays in this game. You know, the first few games of the year, you've seen Steve Chop Jones making a lot of them, but tonight it was Kendall's turn to kind of pick up the pace, and he really did. Kendall, late in regulation, came up with two huge defensive rebounds, a big offensive rebound, made a big steal, hit a 17-foot jumper from the wing. All of this was part of a 5-0 run that UNLV put together when trailing 52-47 with less than 3 minutes to play in regulation, and things were starting to look bleak. The crowd was really turning against him, and Kendall, you know, he earned himself some extra playing time. With that done, you know, he wound up playing every minute of both overtime frames while Chase Stanback sat on the bench. And, you know, Chase, you know, it wasn't any form of punishment. He played all right, you know, 9 points, 3 boards, 3 steals. He was very active early on, but, you know, Kendall earned those minutes at the end of the game, and shouldn't have been surprised to see him out there given what he did at the end of regulation. Looking on the Arizona side, you know, things look promising for this club. You know, Derek Williams, freshman forward out of La Mirada, California, had 28 points. A night where neither team shot well, he was 10 of 15 from the floor. And, you know, he had 3 and 1 buckets in the overtime periods combined. You know, was just a monster. And that was the word that Lon Kruger used to describe him, actually. And he finished with a game-high 28. And, you know, you look at the other freshmen, you know, Lamont Momo Jones off the bench, 9 points and 5 boards. You know, this is a kid who came from Oak Hill Academy, a great program. And, you know, these guys are all part of Sean Miller's first recruiting class at Arizona, which looks like is going to be a winner. And, you know, he's obviously going to have this program back up to where it was in no time. You know, UNLV, obviously, this series comes to a close after this year, but Lon Kruger makes it sound like he wants to continue it. So obviously, it's been a challenge for UNLV against these guys, and it's a good preparation game. And Lon Kruger, I think, got more than he ever thought he would get out of this game tonight. You know, the win almost made it sound like it's just a side note. They got a lot out of this game, win or lose. The win was more or less a bonus. So, looking ahead, the Rebels travel to Santa Clara this weekend, where they will face the 4-3 Broncos on Saturday night. Another road game. It's the third leg in a 4-game stretch, which UNLV plays away from the Thomas and Mack Center while the Bulls are in there, and that's all going on. You know, the fourth game obviously is the one that a lot of people who know the history of Lon Kruger and his staff are really going to, you know, this is the one that staff's probably looking forward to, even though they might not want to admit it. They will play Kansas State at the Orleans on December 12th. Of course, Lon Kruger graduated from K-State, was a point guard there, was a head coach there, was an assistant coach there. Steve Henson, UNLV's one of UNLV's assistants, played point guard for Lon. Was an assistant coach there as well. Greg Grinsing, a 9-year assistant there. Mike Shepard, director of basketball ops, graduated from there. So the ties run deep between the K-State program and UNLV. But of course, first up, Santa Clara. That will be Saturday night at 7 p.m. The Broncos 4-3, really struggling. UNLV, if they want to hold on to that national ranking and even move up some, got to win that one. Obviously, no road atmosphere in the non-con is going to compare to what they saw tonight. So, you know, we're gonna look into it starting tomorrow here at LasVegasSun.com/Rebels. You know, the after effects of this game. Was UNLV beat up? Are they tired? Are there going to be any lingering effects from this one? We'll delve into all that. Also, tune back into the site on Friday for a Rebel Room podcast. Christine Killmeyer and I will be joined by a special guest, that guest being Tom Keegan, who is the sports editor of the Lawrence Journal World, a former coworker of mine when I lived there, former mentor of mine and Christine's. Why are we having a writer on from Lawrence, Kansas? Well, in case you don't know, of course, UNLV being in the AP poll this week at number 24, Tom, an AP voter, voted UNLV higher than any voter in the country, voted them 11th Going to talk to him, pick his brain, find out why he voted UNLV that high, what he likes about the Rebels. And obviously, being right down the street from Manhattan, Kansas, he has some insight into K-State. So you'll get an early look at that game coming up on Friday here at LasVegasSun.com/Rebels. Well, time to sign off before heading back to Las Vegas. As always, if you have any questions, anything you want to talk about, anything you want brought up here in the Rebel Room podcast, email those questions, comments, whatever you got, feedback to ryan.green, G-R-E-E-N-E, at LasVegasSun.com. That's ryan.green at LasVegasSun.com. And we'll be sure to get your comments, questions, whatever you got into the podcast next time out. So for myself, Ryan Green, from Tucson, talk to you Friday. Take care.